A season-best turnout of more than 2,000 fans were in the stands to watch Vancouver FC and Forge FC tangle Sunday afternoon at Willoughby Community Park in Langley. It did not end the way Eagles supporters wanted, with Forge maintaining their current unbeaten streak at the expense of the hosts, winning 2-0. VFC head coach Afshin Goatby summed it up during a post-game press conference. "Been better, been worse," Goatby commented. "The first 10 minutes I felt we were in control, then, our confidence dropped, we played on our back heel. It had been a very tough week," Goatby added, "with various injuries and a virus rampaging through the team keeping players off the field. Normally we are a good team, we perform well, but the results haven't come, yet." VFC put in a battling performance to be level at halftime, with Forge FC going close on a few occasions, although club captain Callum Irving was on high alert in goal. However, the resistance was broken after 51 minutes when Kyle Bakker finished a slick move with a close-range finish. Their no ba provided the most promising attacking moments for the hosts, with one in particular ending in a good chance, although the 20-year-old's shot blazed over the crossbar. Maple Ridge's TJ Tahid came on late in the game, and the 18-year-old worked hard with his teammates to find an opening, but a more experienced Forge FC doubled their lead with a Dan Nimick penalty 10 minutes from the final whistle. The win keeps the visitors as the only unbeaten team in this season's league. VFC was playing without second goalkeeper Felipe Jaramillo Drolet, who was called up to the Colombian men's U17 national team. Drolet will represent his country in a series of international friendlies taking place in San Jose, Costa Rica, from June 16 to 29. Fill-in Matheus de Souza was signed up under a short-term contract to fill in. A Brazilian-Canadian goalkeeper, de Souza has been the starter for League 1 BC side Langley United and is set to join the University of the Fraser Valley this fall. Per league rules, a corporal team is required to dress a minimum of 2 goalkeepers on any given matchday. Sunday marked the club's 1 year out to the 2026 World Cup celebration, with a strong and excited fan turnout at Willoughby Community Park and Langley Events Center from 11 a.m. for a pre-game family tailgate, free hot dogs, live music, face painting, and World Cup-themed giveaways. Performers included the 746 Air Cadet Squadron Military Band and Vancouver's own superfan, Crazy P. Former Canadian internationals Melissa Tancredi and Martin Nash were joined by Township of Langley Mayor Eric Woodward and volunteer of the match Shan Lovegrove for the coin toss.